Good morning. Today we're going to begin a new series, and we're going to be discussing the halachos of Beis Din, the structure of the Batei Din, and the actual procedure of what happens when a person is actually in a Din Torah. Now, it is a topic that people find very confusing. You hear many stories or about what Batei Din, how they operate, or how they work, or how they don't work. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go through the halachos, start off with the halachos, Medina de Gemara, and we'll see some of the significant changes between Me'ikar HaDin and what happens today. For somewhat obvious reasons, just a bit of a heads up that the Shiurim online will be heavily redacted. So again, we'll see as time goes on. This year I think should be pretty powerful, but we'll see what happens in the future. So we're going to begin with the general klalim of what a Beis Din is, and then we'll move from the general klalim to the more specifics of choosing a particular Beis Din and the actual process. So to begin with, there is a mitzvah, there is a chiyuv on the tzibur to set up a Beis Din. The Mishnah in Makos says that this chiyuv applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. However, there is one difference. In Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv is b'chol sharecha, b'chol ir v'ir, b'chol plach u'plach. Every district, every area, and every city needs its own independent Beis Din. Ma'ase'en kein in Chutz La'aretz, there is no chiyuv b'chol ir v'ir. You do not need a Beis Din in each and every city. It is enough to have one b'chol plach u'plach, every district. It's you can have one Beis Din that serves a number of cities. Now, I didn't see anywhere an exact shear how big a plach is. It seems to be a plach is just in a district, an area. But some achrayim understood that what b'chol plach u'plach means that every shevet needed its own Beis Din. So whoever the size of each shevet in Eretz Yisrael, that I guess would be the rough area of a plach. And in Chutz La'aretz, that would be the chiyuv. So have a Beis Din serving every area. In the tri-state area, presumably, one Beis Din would be enough. Now the Aruch HaShulchan learns that this chiyuv, or this discussion about how far apart Batei Din should be, is talking about a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Katana of 23 Dayanim, that can daan dini nefashos. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says it min hasvara, that a Beis Din of Gimel, a Beis Din that will deal with dinei mamonos that arise, he says it is not mistavra that you can have a city with Jews where there is no way for them to resolve their dinei mamonos, where they'll have to travel. And therefore, he says, even in Chutz La'aretz, although there's no chiv to create a Sanhedrin Katana in every city, but a Beis Din of Gimel, there would be a chiv. Now, this halacha is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So the reason why is, although there's a chiyuv on the tzibur to create a Beis Din, to create a Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that Me'ikar HaDin, to have a Beis Din, you need people, you need smuchim. You need people that will have smicha. Ma'ase'en kein, if there are hedyotis, if you do not have smicha, it's elu ha'mishpatim she'atasim lifneihem, so lifneihem v'loi hedyotis. Me'ikar HaDin, a hedyot, people without smicha cannot sit on a Beis Din. Now, what's the problem? Many people have smicha today. So the problem is that when we use the terminology smicha in the Gemara, we do not mean today's smicha. Smicha has to be ish mi pi ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was originally gave smicha to Yeshua, v'yismach yadav alav. Yeshua then gave, and from door to door, the smicha was passed on, where a Rebbe would give smicha to his Talmidim and say, you're called a Rebbe, and you have Rishus to Paskin, even Dinei Knossos. The smicha Me'ikar HaDin has to be handed from Rebbe to Talmud, and it has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. That smicha ended many generations ago. Even in the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses how the Romans made certain gezeiros, and whoever would get smicha, whoever would give smicha, would be chayiv misa. Gemara says how Rabbi Yehuda was moser nefesh for it. But afterwards, when Klal Yisrael went into galus, smicha ended. If smicha ends, now we have no Batei Din. We have no one who is capable of setting up a Bezdin of paskening. If there are no Batei Din, so then there's certainly no chiyuv to create a Bezdin. It's a mitzvah that's impossible to be Niskayim, which is why it's not brought down in Halacha. Although we don't have smuchin, and although Maker Hadin, we cannot have a Bezdin, the Gemara says that Shlichusav Ka'avinon. What that means is, if you'd have a situation where there is no Bezdin, someone borrows money, he doesn't pay back, there's no way to collect it. There's a business deal, there's no way to enforce your contract. Obviously, that would create chaos. You cannot have a society, you can't have an economy running when there's no way, there's no Bezdin, there's no way to enforce anything. So the Gemara says, Shlichusayu Ka'avdino, that although we do not have people, smuchim in Chutz Laretz, head yoitzos, even people who do not have smicha, are allowed to create a Bezdin, and they're considered a shliach as agents of the smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. That's nice when there are smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. What happens when there are no smuchim even in Eretz Yisrael? So there also, we say that the dayanim today are acting as shlichim, as agents of the smuchim in Eretz Yisrael of previous generations. And therefore, today we can have batei din operating even though they are not samuch, but simply because of this concept of shlichus, they are acting as agents of the smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. Now this is a rather unusual shlichus. It's a shlichus where people, you cannot create a shliach for after your nifter. There's no such thing. It's a leiva loilam. So there is a machloikis, it's machloikis in the Achroinim, it's in the Rishonim or also Musopik, whether this is a din d'oraisa or not. Some, or many poskim say it is a takana d'rabbanon. Really, this shlichus does not make sense with regular din and shlichus. It is a takana because Chazal realized we need a bezdin. So their takana was that we will allow people to operate and consider them as shluchim of smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. Others learn it's d'oraisa, and the way explain it is that although the concept is d'oraisa, it's not a regular shlichus. They say you do not need a real shlichus; you just need rishus. All you need is that a samuch gave you rishus to operate to be done dine krasis or to be done dine mamunus, and therefore, even though the smuchim are not around today, the fact that they made a takon or they were goyzer, they are from now on giving people in Bavel or people who are not smuchim rishus to act as a bezdin. So that, according to some poskim, would work midaraisa. Okay, so like this. So it's an excellent point. Really, what we're talking about right now is nothing to do with the standards. A person who is a samuch, it means that his rebbe felt he was roi to paskin and gave him smicha. That very same person who was in chutz laretz and therefore he couldn't get smicha, the standards are the same, but because he doesn't have smicha, he cannot paskin. So at least in this context of shlichus, we're simply discussing the fact that you're missing this title, this smicha. But at least in this conversation, you still need to be the same Talmud Chacham, the same mumcha that you would need to be roi for smicha. Now, as we're going to see, that will itself create problems because today we do not have people who are on that level, and there is another takano that hedyotis are enough. But this per se, the issue is smicha, not smicha. So if you, shlichusayu, no, adarav, shlichusayu means that we look at you as if you are acting on behalf of the smuchim, and therefore it's like a samuch paskin. Okay, we'll get to hedyot in a minute, but it's the same shlichus. In the same way the shlichus is for someone who does not have smicha, he's acting on behalf of the smuchim. This hedyot, whatever he may be, is also acting on behalf of the smuchim, and therefore his psak, that he has the toikif of a bezdin. It's a problem, yes. I mean, again, if you hold it's d'rabbanon, it's a regular takano. If you hold it's d'oraisa, so then it's you're not being oikar davar min ha-Torah, but for them to go ahead and make the shlichus, why are they making the shlichus? If you're supposed to have smuchim, you should have real smuchim. So for the reason why they had to use this tactic, even if you hold it's d'oraisa, is because there were no smuchim anymore, and we need to have a bezdin functioning. So the question is whether this shlichus is just a new takana, Midaraisa, there's no such thing. If you have smicha, pass it. If you don't have smicha, don't. So now, when the Gemara says shlichusayu ka'abdinon, is that just a takana? And instead of saying, making a takana, we don't need smicha, their takana was, we're going to look at you as a shlich. That's one way of looking at it. It's completely durabana. Others, in the Nesivos, the pastors like this, Lamaisa, says that if that was true, how could it be a makabel gerim? A ger, that's something it's a deraisa concept. So again, Taisus and Kedusha and Tzach Beis says one shot, but what the Nesivos says is that Shlichus is doiraisa. Midoiraisa, the same way a Samuch can paskin, he can also give someone Rishus to act on his behalf. And therefore, midoiraisa, we can look at people as acting on, today, as acting on behalf of Smuchim, and it has Toikif in Halacha. But anyway, so going back, so in the Ikar Hadin, for a Bezdin to function, you need Smuchim. Today, there are no smuchim, so we have a concept of shlichus. Chazal said that we can act as a shliach of smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, and that gives the best and the otaykif and the ability to paskin. I don't know about a person, but the Gemara says that they were misakin. I don't know who it was that made the takana, but in Eretz Yisrael, when they had smuchim, they were misakin, that in Chutz Laretz and in future generations, they will have the right to paskin, even though they're not smuchim. Now, because this is we are coming on to this concept of shlichus, whether it's derabbanan or deraisa, it's certainly something that Chazal set up. They set it up, and there were limitations to this concept, and that is they only allowed a bezin to operate and to paskin when you meet two criteria. Number one, the matter at hand has to be a davar shchiach; it has to be something that's common. If it's not a common issue, so you won't paskin it. It's only something which comes up all the time. There is a tzeirich gadol. We need to have some solution. We can't have a situation where you borrow money and there's no way to enforce it. Anything that's common, Chazal gave the Bezdin and Chutz Laretz the right to paskin, even though they act as shluchim. But if it's uncommon, this takana does not apply. And secondly, there needs to be a chisaron kis. We need to be dealing with a matter where someone's going to lose money if the Bezdin will not operate. Masha Einkein, areas where there's no hefs in mamon, there the concept of shlichus does not apply. Now, because of this, the machaber paskins that it's really a gemara that a chavala, if a person hurts another person, so we know there's nezek tzar ripoy shevis and boishes. Now, Baruch Hashem, it is not very common for people to punch their friends. It is a milsa d'lo shchiach, and because it is a milsa d'lo shchiach, Bezdin does not have the right to don dinei chavala. You might say, if there's a case where one person hurts another person, there is no din of chavala in Bavel. Now, the Mechaber actually makes a chiluk. He says it's true for Nezek, Tzar, and Boishes. However, Ripoy and Sheves, he says, we are don in Bavel. The Ramah says he never heard of such a thing. But I'll call upon him an Adam Hamazik by Chavala, because it is a Mosul Shchiach, because it is not common, we do not have the right to don it in Bavel. Where this comes up most often is in the context of medical malpractice or in a car accident. Those are two cases where Chavala can unfortunately happen. So if anyone remembers from the Shiurim back then, one of the issues you have to deal with is this problem, that a Bezdin, even where you are a Mazik, a Bezdin does not have the right to deal with these issues in Bavel. The second is something which is no chesar, where there's no... Excuse me? Then in any case which does not qualify, where it's a kanas or it's a l'milsa l'shchiach, nobody does, and you cannot collect it. There is a halacha, if the nizik takes matters into his own hands and is toifus, if he says, listen, your maz is going to be $5,000 and he takes that money, then he can keep it. But to go to Bezdin to say and to force him to pay, there is no Bezdin, there's no recourse. This is one of, what? No. This rakoi still stands. This is, if you need another reason why you should be mispal for the geula and for Mashiach to come, here you have it. That in Golos, when we have no smuchim, there are certain matters that are beyond our control. Now, the other area that we cannot enforce is the area of knosos. Whenever if someone steals a goslin, you can pay kefil. There are limited circumstances where you pay dollar value, where you have to pay four or five times the value of what you stole. Those are all knosos. Those are penalties those do not represent an actual loss of money. And in those cases, even if it's common, even if it's shchiach, still, because there's no hefs and mabin involved, Bezdin does not have the right to don these cases. Now, to address your point a bit, although Bezdin does not have the right to enforce any of these cases, either knas or milsa dole shchiach, nevertheless, what Bezdin could do is, if they see that a person caused damage to someone, although they can't say you're chayiv, they can't force him to pay, they can put him in chayrin. They can say you're an inchi dole maile, you're a menace to society, and we're going to put you in chayrin. And they will not release the chayrim unless the person is mefayis the nizik and pays him roughly what he owes him. Now, Bezdin will not don. You owe $12,000, $722.12. That would already be a psak din. But to put him in chayrim until he's mefayis him and, you know, he pays $10,000, $11,000 somewhere in the ballpark, that the Bezdin has the right to do, and that's what the batei din used to do. So although they cannot don it, it would not be a formal din taira with a regular psak din, but they would make some amount of seder and make sure that the nizik was not totally left high and dry.
This looks like a doctor that performs services, and then afterwards the person said, you didn't achieve what you were supposed to do. Is that fall into this thing, or that's already...
That goes back to number one, I tell you, Vinitin Shaila, whether who's right and who's wrong. And second of all, there was the discussion of malpractice, of Mazik Biyadayim, of Grum and Garmi. Those are, we discussed that in the Shiurim about medical malpractice. We're not going to go through all the Pratim, but just the concept that a Choyv, an Adam HaMazik, that if you damage another person and you damage his guf, that is something which is Loishchiach. And because it's Loishchiach, Bezin does not have the right, Nezek, Tzar, and Boishes, Bezin definitely does not have the right to deal with. Ripu and Shevis and Bechleikis, what Bezin can do is they can put you in Chayrim, but they cannot actually go ahead and enforce it.
Do you think you have a right to that arkach?
Generally not. As we mentioned last time, when there's insurance involved, that changes the equation. But if it's a question of suing the doctor per se and making him pay, Meikar Hadin, he's a Yid, he may have a Chiyuv Latzis Sidei Shemayim, which is important to know. If you're a Mazik, you have to pay. Now, it's true Bezdin can't enforce it, and if you don't want to pay, we can't make you, other than putting you in Chayrim, but the Mazik himself has a Chiyuv Latzis Sidei Shemayim. But to give a Heter HaKoyis, you can't do. Adarab, this is halacha, like I mentioned before. Bezdin doesn't have the koyach to do it, and it's another reason that we should be misbal for Mashiach. So because of this concept, because Meikar Hadin, we need Smuchim, so the chiyuv to create a bezdin is only when there are smuchim, when there's a bezdin that will operate mikra hadin midoy raisa. Mashenkein, when it's a limited bezdin that only is using this koyach of shlichus, the frat if you hold the shlichus is only the rabbanon, there is no chiyuv to set up a bezdin in every city, in every location. Now, afal pikein, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Aleph, says, although there's no chiyuv midaraisa to set up a bezdin, he says, certainly from the fact that we see that the Torah wanted batei din in every city, certainly it's appropriate and a city, the public, should appoint people to make seder. They should appoint people to make sure that people are being shomer Torah mitzvahs and they're not doing avos to other people. So although it's not technically included in the mitzvah, but nevertheless, there is an inyan, and it is important for a tzibur to have some sort of mechanism to keep seder and make sure people are doing what they should be doing. Now, to go on a little bit of a tangent, although there is no smicha today, what do we mean when a rav says he has smicha? So in truth, it's not the smicha in the Gemara, because it's not ish mi piyish to Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a break. There was a gap, and once you have the gap, we'll discuss it in a few moments. But once there's a gap, there's no way to recreate the simcha, the smicha. But so what does it mean to have smicha today? So the Rivash has a very long tshuva, and he struggles with what does this mean? What does it mean to give someone smicha today? What's the toikiv? What is the meaning? What is the significance of the smicha? And what it comes up with really is that it's nothing more than there's halacha. You cannot be meir halacha l'fnei rabbi. If you have a Rebbe, you cannot paskin when he lives in your area. So smicha, he says, is basically your Rebbe's giving you rishus, even though I'm your Rebbe, I'm giving you rishus to go ahead and to paskin, even though I'm still around. But as far as a toikiv and halacha, to give a din of a bezdin, or of smuchim, that certainly does not have today. Now this leads us to the Shittas Rambam. There's a fascinating Rambam. It's in Pirush Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, and it's also in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. And the Rambam has the following problem. He says, if based on what the Gemara says, that for a bezin to operate, you need a smuchin, and smicha needs to be handed ish mi pi ish and traced back to Yeshua, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Correct the Rambam, what's going to be, does that mean that Klal Yisrael is stuck? There'll never be a Sanhedrin again for Klal Yisrael? Is he, El am I going to tell me, you Moshe Mashiach, a Navi will come and he'll make a smuchin? He says, a Navi, leh b'shamayim hi, a Navi cannot be mechadish anything. And therefore the Rambam says, how could it be? What's going to be? How could it, he says, it's not possible to say that Klal Yisrael is finished. Until Abiyas, forever we cannot have smuchim. And therefore the Rambam's mechadish, that if you would have all of the Chachmei Yisrael together, all the Chachmei of Eretz Yisrael, they would get together, and they would agree to give smicha to one particular person. Zok the Rambam, even though there was a gap, even though the people who are granting the smicha themselves do not have smicha, the Rambam suggests that would work. And therefore, according to the Rambam, there's a plan. If Klal Yisrael ever wants to recreate smicha, as long as you can get all the Chachamim Eretz Yisrael to agree on who should be samach, they would have the right to do that, and we can go ahead at that point and have real smicha and go back to a real bezdin. Now the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, adds off Hadavar Tzarech Hechra. He's unsure about the matter, but this is the Shitas Rambam. Sure enough, about 500 years ago, it was actually in 1538, there was a movement to recreate smicha. It was in times of Maribe Rav, the Beis Yosef, and Marabach. And what they did is, the Chachmetz, at that point, most of the yeshiv in Eretz Yisrael was in Tzfas. There was a smaller yeshiv in Yerushalayim, but most of the Yidden and Klal Yisrael at that point lived in Tzfas. So the Rabbanim in Tzfas got together, and they appointed Maribe Rav, they gave him smicha. Based on this Rambam. Now what was the push? Why did they go ahead and decide to create a smicha? What was Maribe Rav's incentive to do it? What's wrong with, he was looking for a shteller. What's the advantage of having smicha? So if you look through the tshuvas, there's a fascinating motivation. It seems that at that point, there were many Muranos that had escaped from Spain or from various places where there was an Inquisition. And they made their way to Tzfas. When they made their way to Tzfas, they were now free. They were able to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. And they had tremendous charata from some of the things that they did while they were in Spain, while they were under the watchful eyes of the Inquisition. And they wanted to do tshuva. Now the problem is, many of them had been over Isuri Krisis. And they were distraught. What can we do? What can we do if we were over in Isuri Krisis? How can we do tshuva? What can we do to do tshuva for this Isser? So they had a brilliant idea. The Mishnah in Makos writes that Chayve Krisis Shaloku, someone who is Chayv Kares, that gets Malkus, he is potter from the Kares. Along came these people and said, we did all these Aveiros, we're Chayv Kares. We desperately want to do tshuva. So let's set up a Bezdin, give us Malkus, and that way, once we get Malkus, we'll be potter from our Kares. We'll get our punishment in this world, we'll get the Malkus, we'll move on. Now just to understand what we're talking about, Malkus is not just your father taking you on your lap and giving you a little patch. Malkus was extreme enough, you're being hit with these whips, that before they would give Malkus, you'd have to have a doctor there that would figure out whether he will die or won't die, exactly how many he can be soivel before he'll die. It was a sakana. It was tremendous pain. But nevertheless, they wanted to do tshuva, they wanted to get Malkus. The problem is that today, a bet, we don't have batei din. And if we do not have smuchim, the same way they cannot don dinei mominus, except for shlichusayov, they certainly do not have the right to give Malkus. And therefore, the Maribe Rav, the movement, the reason, the incentive to create this new smicha was in order to give these people Malkus, in order for them to have a kapara. So what they did is, they got all the chacham and tzvas together, they all voted Maribe Rav, they gave him smicha. And what they did then is, they sent a letter to Marabach. Marabach was the gadol in Yerushalayim. So they sent him a kuntres explaining what they did, they're being slemichal and shitas Rambam, and what a tremendous tikkun it would be. And they wrote, they wanted his opinion, they wanted his askama. And they also, along with the letter, they also sent him a smicha. They were gave him smicha as well. He was also one of the gedolim, and they felt he was roy for smicha. If they thought that the Maralbach would appreciate the smicha, they were sadly mistaken. The Maralbach fought very harshly against it. He refused the smicha, and he says the smicha the Maribei Rav has absolutely no toikif. Why? So he has a list of reasons. He begins by saying even the Rambam that you're relying on ends off the Hadavar Tzarech Echro, the Rambam is Mesopic. So it's not so clear that this smicha works even according to the Rambam. Maybe it works, so do it. He said, Malchus, you're putting someone's life in danger. You're beating him to a point where he might die. If you're not even sure whether you have smicha, you have no right to go ahead and put someone's life in danger. So he says, first of all, the Rambam is himself is Mesopic, so therefore you can't rely on it. Second of all, he says, what's the Lashon Rambam? The Rambam is in his scheme kol ha-chacham m'shev Eretz Yisrael. Every chacham in Eretz Yisrael has to agree to give this person smicha. Zag Marabach, you didn't get me. You may have had roiv. He said, I agree that most chachamim are in Tzvas, but Yerushalayim has plenty of talmid chachamim as well. You didn't ask us. If you didn't ask us, you do not have all of them, you only have a majority, Zag Marabach, that is not good enough to make smicha. Are you going to tell me, Rubai Kekulai, we know Achi Rabban Lahatzis, you always follow the majority. Oh, so he says like this. First of all, he says, by Sanhedrin, we have a Pasuk. So we know Achi Rabban Lahatzis. He says, the Rambam, we don't know the Makar for the Rambam. The Rambam makes this up, he says it's a Svara. The Rambam says kol chacham m'sher Eretz Yisrael. If he says kol, if we know what the makar is, we can dan whether it's kol or roiv. But if the only makar is the Rambam says kol chacham m'sher Eretz Yisrael. He says you have to take it literally. You need every single chacham, and since you don't have every single chacham, nothing doing. Okay. Don't give up on Klal Yisrael's Achdus. It's difficult, it's a challenge, but we don't give up so fast. Then he continues, he says another svar. Even if you're right that majority is enough, so what does it mean that we go Basar Roiv? We have a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, there's a Din Torah. So we have Roiv Sanhedrin says one way, Amiyat says the other way, we go Achei Rabban Lahatus. What would be if you go to a Beis Din, and there are only two Dayanim, and they tell you, don't worry about it. We're going to be the Beis Din. And we're going to pass him. Because either way, we go Achei Rabban Lahatos. So as long as the two Dayanim agree, who needs a third Dayan? Is that going to work? No. The halacha is, it's true you go Basar Roiv, you need Roiv Mikol. If you have a whole Sanhedrin of 71 there, and you have majority saying one way, the Roiv is Machriya. But if you don't have the whole Sanhedrin there, you only have half a Sanhedrin, or even 80% of Sanhedrin, you can't use the idea of Rubei Kekuloi. Rubei Kekuloi is when we're all here, we fight it out. The Miyat says their opinion, the Roiv says their opinion, they have a shock of Italia. If at the end of the day, Roiv agrees to one thing, that's the Psaq. Zagam Ralbach, if you got brought up, if the Chacham Yushalayim came to Tzvas, and we brought up the Shiloh, and we went back and forth, and we brought our Rayas, and we had our shock of Italia, and at the end of the day, Roiv held not like us. Okay, so Lishi Tosko, you're right, and you'd be able to give smicha. But over here, you never asked us. You never gave us an opportunity to argue with you and to say why we think you're wrong. In that case, he says, everyone agrees there's no concept of going Basar Roiv. Roiv is only when we're all here, we all have a vikuach, we all have a debate, then we'll follow the majority. But if you never gave us the opportunity to object, you never had the shock of Italia, he says that will not work. He says, he suggests, and this is, he said, it could be even have to be live. He says, even if we went back and forth, you sent us letters and we sent it back and you still outvoted us, he said, maybe that even that wouldn't be enough. You need to have them live. You have to have face-to-face debates. Then you go Basar Roiv. But over here, where you did it on your own without asking for Chachmei Yerushalayim's input, even Lishitos, that Roiv is enough, it will not work because you did not ask our input whatsoever.
Say, we go this way.
So that's his whole point. The point is that when you go by majority, that means if we have a group, a Sanhedrin of 71 people, and everyone has the opportunity to voice their opinion, so if at the end of the day the majority say one way, then we follow that. But if there's one person who we don't let him talk, we say, you know, as we go down the list, we have 70 people said their opinion. We get to the last one, we say, you know what, you're wasting our time. Either way, we have 70 people on one side. Zotam Abach, that's possible. Because it's not Roiv Miko. Everyone has to be, and maybe that one person would have convinced everyone to change their minds. Now, whether that's likely or not is irrelevant. The point is, Roiv is a mechanism when everyone is here, everyone had their say. But in this case, where they did the smicha, they just sent it afterwards, he says, that will not work. You need more than that. You need every Sanhedrin is 71. Here you need every Chacham in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. No. What we're saying is you need every Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. Lakewood doesn't count. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. Every Chacham in Eretz Yisrael has to get together. They have to have their great debate and tell that everyone says their opinion. And then, according to Mari de Rav, is... It's going to be much more than... Hopefully, it'll be much more than 71. But whatever the number is, if there are three Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, it means all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael have to be involved in this process. Okay, that will get to... But any idea... If they're misalik themselves, then they don't count. He actually did. He said that he's not. Maribe Rav was a tremendous, was the Gadol Hador, but he said, but we don't have the people in the caliber of smicha back then, and therefore it's not. He says he does say it's not royal. Correct. If you need Kol Chachmei Yisrael, you need. So now then he adds. So now that I made this objection, he has a very simple etzah. Call me. Come down to my house. Tell me what your opinion is. Let me give me a chance to tell you. Give you a piece of my mind, and then outvote me. Zechemar Bach, it's too late. He says, because since you already paskin, you went on the record saying you hold their smicha, he says, now it's too late. When there's a shaila in Sanhedrin, and there's no psak din yet, one person says his opinion like this, the other person argues, they have a back and forth, and then everyone says, and then they vote, he says, that's the way it should be. But if you have some of the people already voted, they already paskined without hearing their input, and now you want to say, now let me say my piece, he said, now already they have their gebedah. Because once they pass with, he says, they're not going to change their mind so fast. They have a negius. And therefore, he says, go home. There's nothing you do anymore. You cannot create smicha. What? They were convinced, like this. If you look at the Marabach, there are, I think, six contrasts in back and forth between Maribe Rav and Marabach about what happened. Among other things, there was a basic... you know, I don't know, hashkafu, or question of how to understand what's going on over here. Marbach understood this is a ma'isa bezdin. This is a psak din. And therefore you need roiv, you need kol, you have all sorts of issues and technicalities and how to get this done. Marbach wrote back, you have it all wrong. He says, this is not a ma'isa bezdin. Smicha, me'ikr hadin, Moshe, when he was samach, he wasn't acting as Sanhedrin. There happens to be halacha, a samach takes two people with him. But me'ikr hadin, he says, it's not a question of a psak din. He says you need the haskama of everyone in Klal Yisrael, of all the Chachmei Yisrael. And therefore, because it's just a haskama, he said, he did it first. And afterwards, he said, figured there's no downside. This is a way to help people to do tshuva. He'll get the haskama afterwards. Marbach understood this wasn't a question of haskama. You needed to be a psak, if you will. It's not a regular bezdin, but therefore it has to go through that process. And therefore, they had a whole different outlook in what was going on over here and what was needed. With great difficulty. The Rambam doesn't guide us in that. Now, the Rambam does point out that, you know, as he asked, the Gemara talks about the mysterious nefesh they had for smicha. He says, what's the big deal? Why be moiser nefesh? Why literally give up your life? Let the Romans do what they want. And as soon as they go away, you go ahead. We'll get everyone together and we'll give smicha. His answer is, it's easier said than done. Befrat, when Klal Yisrael is spread out to get all the Chachmei Yisrael together and to go ahead and to give smicha, is something which is it was remote enough that they're ready to be moister nefesh in order to keep smicha alive. But in this case, what unfortunately happened is, in the times of Marbach and Maribe Rav, there wasn't that much of a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems like there's Yerushalayim and Tzfas, it's two cities, and you know, these weren't sprawling cities with, you know, millions of people. So at that point, unfortunately, it was doable because there were so few people and they were so concentrated. But you know, under normal circumstances, it's rather difficult. Okay, we'll get to what happens when a Bezdin makes a mistake afterwards. But my Bob's point is that when you have a Bezdin and a Paskin, that's a Psak. Here, he started off by saying it's not a Psak because you didn't get our input. You didn't let us talk. If you want to go ahead and now get our input, he said the ones that went on the record Paskining when they didn't have the right to Paskin, he says they're already considered Negevedover and they can't and they can't Paskin. Interestingly enough, his other big problem, and this is what much of the space and the contrast and back and forth, what they're really fighting about, is what's the downside of having smicha? So let's do it. So again, Malkus is a bit of a problem, but let's do it, and if it works, good. If not, not. So the big problem they're worried about is Kiddush HaChodesh. Because we know Maker Hadin, Rosh Chodesh is set by people, Eidim come in, they say they saw a new moon, they're Mekadosh HaChodesh, Bezin Al Yidei Re'ia. Hillel was Masakin, that with a calendar. And today we have a set calendar. What's going to be Moshe Mashiach when we have Smuchim again? Are we going to follow Hillel's calendar? No. We'll go back to Kiddush HaYidei Riyo. Zakhtam Ravach, if you're going to create Smuchim, Zakhtam Al-Chogis Rishonim, it could be once as a Bezin of Gimel Smuchim, there should be Mekadosh HaYidei Riyo. So what are you going to do? Are you going to follow the old calendar? If you have a Bezin of Smuchim, they should be Mekadosh HaYidei Riyo. Elamai, you're going to start being Mekadosh HaYidei Riyo. First of all, what happens according to the Shita is they need a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. And second of all, you have to know what you're doing. You have to be ready to take this Achrayus, he says, and therefore you're going to create tremendous kukulim. You'll have some people keeping Pesach on one day, the others the other day. And therefore, he says, it's another reason not to go there. Maybe Marie Beirav, interestingly enough, held that Hillel was a Takana. Until Mashiach comes, we go with this takana in Bezin Yochel Vatel, unless the Gadol B'Chochem of Minyan. And therefore, according to Marie Beirav, even if you had Smuchim, still you would not change the Kiddush HaChodesh, you would still follow the regular calendar. Now this, the Ma'abach and Marie Beirav went back and forth. It was a tremendous machlokes. Ultimately what happened is Marie Beirav gave Smicha to four of his Talmidim. He was then forced to flee Eretz Yisrael. Someone was master on him. He had to go to Chutz Laretz. Once he was in Chutz Laretz, he could no longer give smicha any longer. One of the people who he gave smicha, he gave it to the Ma'abit. He gave it to the Beis Yosef. Now, the Beis Yosef had the smicha. Beis Yosef, it seems, also gave smicha to his Talmud Maram Alshech, who then gave it to Reb Chaim Vital. Afterwards, the trail goes cold. It does not seem like it went further than that. What's interesting is that although the Beis Yosef had the smicha, and apparently he held of it because he gave smicha to Maram Alshech, still, in Shulchan Aruch, he just, whenever these shailos come up, we're a bit samuch, not samuch, he just says, as a davar pasha, we do not have smuchim today, shlichu sayu. He never says that, hey, there's always me, I can always paskin, or we have some people who can paskin it. He goes with a stomach, ki'ilu, there are no smuchim today. And Lamaisa, over time, it died out. So regardless of, you know, what the halacha was back then, today, we, l'kuyama, we do not have the regular smuchim. No, he held two things. First of all, he held, as long as you have Roiv, he doesn't need the Marabach. Because he had Roiv Chachmei Yisrael were in Tzvas at that time, and therefore that smicha itself was enough. Afal Pikein, he sent him afterwards because he held Rishus or Haskama was enough. You didn't need a Maisa or Psak Din prior to the fact. When it was a Machloikis, that's what happened. Ultimately, it died out because it was a Machloikis. It wasn't in Skabel and Klal Yisrael, and therefore it did not survive in future generations. Excuse me? So there's no, again, it goes to Chaim Vital. Birka Yosef says that he saw the smicha that Maram Alshach gave to Reb Chaim Vital. And in that smicha, Maram Alshach wrote that he has the right to give smicha because he got it from the Beis Yosef, who got it from Mari Beirav. But afterwards, there doesn't seem to be any record of it going past that. But once a person is a samuch, he has the right to give smicha to other people. He needs two people to join him, but those two people do not have to be smuchim. I don't know. It doesn't say it in the tshuvas. One of the problems, another problem that Marbach points out is that to give malchus, you can't Bez and Sam can't give malchus. You need Edom, you need Hasra. Over here, there were certainly no Edom who were kosher or Edom that were able to be made. These people did Averis. They were coming on their own. So Marbach says, what are you going to accomplish? Even if you have a Bezdin that's roy to give malchus, unless you have Edom and Hasra, you can't give the malchus, and says, therefore, you won't be able to do it anyway. Now, part of... What? No, so the any of the Mason Matzmei Rasha. And normally you cannot be made against yourself. Bezin, if you come in and say, I was just Mechal Shabbos, Bezin says we don't believe you. Now wait a second. Maribe Rav says, wrote back, that it's true Bezin can't go ahead and force you to get Malkus. But when you're volunteering, when you're coming on your own and you want to do tshuva, he says, there you don't need Edim, you don't need Hasroa, and Bezin has the right to give a Malkus. To which Marbach says, if that's the case, if you have this new halacha that you, when you're volunteering, you can get malchus, who says you need smuchim either, and therefore there's no point in going through the whole process. But that's, again, that's another machlokes that they went through at that time. What? It's a tremendous chiddush. If a person comes in and says, I'm chayiv misa, Bezin just says goodbye. It ain't the base amount of Russia, we don't believe you. He's machadish that when it comes to malchus, if you come to do tshuva, he says that Bezin can accept your word for it and can give malchus. Marbach argued.
So,
They were testifying that normally when you ain't the mason matzmei rasha, if you say you did an avera, you have no nemanus. So if they were anusim, so the problem is that mistamo they may have been anusim, but there were times that they did the yisur b'mezid where they weren't anus at that point, and they still did it, and they wanted to do tshuva on that. Now just to briefly end one quick halacha, although the halacha is by dine knosos, we are not down above. That we're dealing with a knas, where there's no hefsim mammon, we're dealing with dal vehei, kefil, any of the knosses in the Torah, Bezdin today, even with shlichusayu, does not have the right to deal with. Nevertheless, we find many knosses that Bezdin can deal with. And interestingly enough, it comes out like this. When a knas is doiraisa, and you need smuchim, so then we say, today there are no smuchim, shlichus doesn't help, no knas. However, we find many cases where there are knosos, they made a takana in the city. There was a problem, they made a takana. Whoever does this gets a certain penalty, a certain knas, a certain oinish. These kinds of punishments or these kinds of rules, they adraba. Even a bezin does not have smicha, there in Simon Beis, the Mechaber says, a bezin has the right to do. And adraba, one of the responsibilities of a bezin is to create rules, even shalay al piyadin, even if it's not consistent with halacha, in order to make sure people do not do averos, people do not do avlos. So every generation, based on what its need, the bezin has the right to make takanos, to make einshim, to make punishments, and to enforce those, even in chutz laretz, even though it's a knas, even though it's not something which is brought down midaraisa. Not only do they have the right to make punishments, for example, the Gemara talks about a person who rode a horse on Shabbos where he was chayiv misa, even though there's no chayiv misa. It's on one hand we find when people are doing averos and l'migdor milsa, Bezdin has the right to impose a punishment which is more severe than halacha would normally mandate. It's also true as far as evidence. Even if you do not have edim, you don't have hasra, you don't have the normal criteria in order to give someone a punishment. Nevertheless, if it's Migdor Milsa, if we see that people are doing these averos, and if we need Edim, we'll never get the Edim, so the Bezin has the right to go ahead and make punishments and to act, even though the evidence does not meet the normal requirements of Shnei Edim. Now, there is you will hear discussions that sometimes, especially today, where there are certain inyanim, where it's very difficult to find Edim about actually what happened. So there's a discussion of Afal Pikein, but the Din Rabbanim will take action or severe action based on the information they have. The halachic dikub yusoid is from here. Now you see over here that L'migdor Milsa, where there's a problem, where something that has to be addressed, there, even though you do not have regular Edim and the regular rules of evidence, still L'migdor Milsa, Bezin has the right to take action. Now, you do have to be careful. This halacha is normally only by the Zayin Tov Ya'ir. It's only when people elect a Bezdin or elect a government and put them in charge, and at that point they have the right to make rules. Any three people can't go ahead and decide we're a Bezdin, we're going to go ahead, and L'migdi Mirsa start making rules. But that already, the Gedorim for that, we'll, Mirsa Hashem, deal with next week.